32. Champagne. I'm glad you talked me into coming to this wine tasting.
Tonight is special. We are tasting champagne.
Where's this one from?
It's from the Champagne region of France. That's where it gets its name. Only grapes grown there can make true champagne.
I see. So this one, which is called Brut, must have been made from grapes grown in a different region.
That's right. The Champagne region has a cool climate, which has an effect on the winemaking process.
What's this one? Dom Pérignon. Didn't a man named Dom Pérignon invent champagne?
No, he didn't invent it, but we owe a lot to him for improving it. Pierre Pérignon was a Benedictine monk who in 1688 was appointed treasurer at the Abbey of Hautvillers in Champagne.
So, his job was the management of the cellars and winemaking. But why does champagne have bubbles? You said something about climate.
The bubbles in the wine are a natural process arising from champagne's cold climate and short growing season, so they pick the grapes late in the year.
Right. So this doesn't leave enough time for the yeasts present on the grape skins to convert the sugar in the pressed grape juice into alcohol.
The cold winter temperatures put a temporary stop to the fermentation process, but it starts to ferment again in the spring. But this time it ferments in the bottle.
So the re-fermentation creates carbon dioxide, which now becomes trapped in the bottle, thereby creating the sparkle.
Exactly. But Dom Pérignon didn't like the sparkle. He wanted still wine. He was not able to prevent the bubbles, but he did develop the art of blending.
You mean blending different grapes and different juices? It says here that champagne is made from black grapes. How can that be?
Dom Pérignon developed a method to press the black grapes to yield a white juice. He also improved the clarity of wine, so his wine was the best ever made.
Nowadays, champagne is very popular. It's not just seen as a luxury anymore.
Yes, everybody drinks it now.